today, let's cover some isolated nekudos in the simon, and then Richard, when we get back, then we'll discuss the din of cheeses, hard cheeses after meat, and then an issue of tablecloths. And then there are some broader issues which come up in this situation: the question of chinuch and the question of the minhag of a woman after she gets married. Those are broader topics that come up in this situation. I quoted yesterday a sefer that discussed the half hour. So this is the sefer from Shlomo Zalman Shemaya. It's a nice sefer.
Shlomo Zalman also holds in a half hour, I heard.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, they said
that
the
break isn't considered, like, you don't have to do a full,
Shlomo Zalman said in one of the
swarms that bring down non-hagos for Shlomo Zalman, it said that you only have to wait a half an hour instead of a half break.
Between after milk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For people who wait. I'm sorry, between milk and meat.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a comment that I've quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan was the, I'm told, was the go-to sefer of Halacha Lamasa in the earlier part of the 20th century. In Aruch Chaim, the Aruch HaShulchan has been heavily eclipsed by the Mishneh Berurah. But in other areas of Shulchan Aruch, there are still, there are many. I remember that when I was learning Hilchos Nidus of Alper Zitzal, said that whenever there was a hachor that had to be made between the Neis HaKeim and Shulchan Aruch, Shach and Taz, we would follow the achra of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan was particularly respected in this area because he was the Rav of Nabardik. In addition to being, I don't know if he had a yeshiva, I'm not sure. So he points out, and I believe the first one to address the issue was the Chochmas Olam. He points out, v'nira li v'odem she'eino yibori. Right? So even though the Aruch HaShulchan points out that waiting 6 hours, v'chein ha-minag ha-poshut, v'chol tzvus Yisrael ha-mshay shoyz, v'chalil ha-shanoyz u'bezeh ne'mar poritz geder. And even though the Ramah had said that in his time it was accepted to follow the Shitas HaTosfos, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not correct anymore, that by the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, 6 hours with the minhag poshut, and one cannot go back to the other minhag. However, he says, there's an interesting mahalach. He says that in the event of a medical need, even if it's not a cholish ish basakona, a cholish ish basakona, a person is weak, and the doctors say that he needs to have more, or she needs to have more milk, so then he says to be soimech on the Bali Atosvus. Right, and the Aruch HaShulchan is often quoted as saying a little bit different. He's often quoted as saying that it comes into the category of b'mokoyim tzarle gozu be'rabbanon, so b'mokoyim tzarle le'nogu be'rabbanon. But that's not what he says. He says that since there is a machlokes rishonim, and since the Ramah following the Mordechai held Mi'ikar Adin, that minhag held sway. So that was a strong enough minhag to be Samech on Mishas Hadachak. That's the Aruch HaShulchan Mahalach. I saw in a several Yoshev quoted in a situation where a person has a suffix whether he ate meat or not. So then he says it would be a six fake, a suffix whether he ate meat or not. And a suffix if he passed like the Bali Tosos, like the Rama, and he sabbath fake. I thought that was very interesting that in line with this approach, that even though the sheet of the Valei Tosfos is hardly mentioned, Dutch Jews, but other than that, it's hardly. But nevertheless, it was a position that's strong enough to be Sermechan or be at least Mitzarev. Now the Aruch HaShulchan is another Mahalach that I don't think we adopt another chumrah, not another chumrah, another shita. Emesh came kosum in before sheatur. Right. Hine, lefi mashin is brought to every shayna. Tzarech l'nakeres habosah shebein hashinayim gam li'acher vav shoyz. That one should make sure that there is no meat left between one's teeth. Uler Rambam ain't tzarech l'naker acharkach. That was the approach of the tour. The tour said that the Rambam held 6 hours was the statute of limitations of Basar. After 6 hours, it's no longer Basar. However, he held that the Tur held that Rashi disagreed. So he said it would follow that after 6 hours, which is according to Rashi, one should still brush one's teeth. The koydim of shoyis lemahane nikur leramba. And so he says, "L'Rambam means tzarech l'naker acharkach, v'kodem v'shoyes l'mahane." V'zeu ikar hashele v'gemara sham boser shebin hashinayim ma'u kolayim imahani nikul boser would brushing one's teeth help or not? V'heishiv lo kevan tarek rosi boser l'mahane nikur digam achar nikur nikra boser. The emes shekain kosav mefor sheatur, abu deche godol ze the loma layoyel niker. Why shouldn't brushing with teeth help? Loma yesh lachshosh shemali noke yofe. Why should we have an extra chashash that maybe the brushing won't go well? The gamil loshen the rama matzme leimashma. Can she recosav a seif perik tes mishachul baser leyoch lachrom cholam adchi beinayim kedei shir suda. V'ukemoi vav shoyis b'bnei avosa shel bein hashinayim she'eino yisor b'kinuach ad kan l'shoyne v'yisal gadarcha degam b'nikur eino yisor hav l'loy mar she'eino yisor b'kinuach v'loy b'nikur elevade de b'nikur sor. Rosh Hashanah says that kinuach wouldn't work, but if a person would actively brush one's teeth, if he would floss, it would work. V'zeh she'sholo v'gemara she'avosa she'bein hashinayim ma'u nearly, she farish Rambam, the bitmiya shal, kolayma came in the ikar iser, from the bosa shabishanayim, so mal kolayma ezach hashim is yeshboy. Why do you have to wait 6 hours? So the Gemara was asking, what's the source for meat having significance so many hours later? And then he goes into laws. And then he says, vidda. Sham tonas sheishoyis, hu misof ha-su'udah shel bosar, ad tchilas ha-su'udah shel cholam. Va'afim be'eis ha-scholas ha-su'udah le'yechel cholam, oi she'vesof ha-su'udah z'bosar le'ochel bosar, l'inei she'gemarik bidu misu'udah le'su'udah. Rosh Hashanah is a chiddush. We have asked the question of why why the Gemara formulated this din is misuda l'suda. So according to the Bali Tosos, we understand very, very well, because it can't be suda achas. Conforms with the idea of the Zoya. According to the Rambam, it's a good kasha. Why does the Gemara say misuda and not vav shor? So if you take the approach of the pre-chodosh, that it shows manias, okay, so then instead of saying vav shoyz manias, it says misuda l'suda to give us an indication that ichol is associated with shoyz manias. We can understand that also. But the pashtus, the halacha, the way that we have it, the ikur, is it's 6 hours. So why not say 6 hours? 6 hours is shoyz ichol. 6 hours is so why misuda l'suda? So Chashulchan is a chiddush to say that even the Rambam and the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, they also have a din of suda l'suda, that instead of marking the time from when we finished having meat to when we start having milk, we mark the time from the end of the suda. Right, so Lanias Daiti, we don't paskin that way. If you look at the Shach and the Dogla Mirvova, so they paskin, it's from the time when the Shach paskin is from, it's from meat to milk. And the Suda, when you end the Suda, when you begin the Suda, is not that significant.
Sex people also.
Could be, okay. So, but the Orcha Shulchan has this Chiddush, that that's from Misuda Lasuda. Now, let's just follow this through. Where does the Shach address this Nakuda? Shach in Sif Koton Gimel. Where's the Shach? There you go. Umei Siroi. Kosav Aran, Dein Tzorach Shiyav of Shois Mei Oisei Zman Shemei Siroi Elo Mei Achila. Alright? What's the point that he's making? If you look at the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, it says, Afilo Im He has to take the meat out of his mouth. That is, he has to wait from the time that he takes the meat out of his mouth. So that's when the Shach says, no. But then the Shach says, Ela me'achila. Not misuda, right? Now, l'chor, you could say, is it right to be medayik in Achron to that extent? So the Dogla Mirvava makes that point. Is there a Dogla Mirvava in Bar Ilan? Let's see. Is it there? The Dogla Mirvava is the Nodib Yehuda. So the Nodib Yehuda on the side, he makes the point, Mikan Mashma Lehedya, the Shei Shois Hainu Misoif Achilas Abosar. Right? So even if you're hesitant in Medaik in the Shach, but the Nodib Yehuda says, it is a good dig, a valid dig. So Achleik the Shach or HaShulchan. Now the Dogla Mirvava then says, and tchila su'uda sagavina. It's a one-sided halach. He says that you get to mark time from the time you finish eating the meat, but you can't begin the milk meal. Shemiruhutzrich lefarish sheitzrich lamtin mashma avu misayif achila al kulponim tzrich lamtin v'chein muchach. Ana besuda achrisa achilna. Because of a Rambam, Soif Perek Tes. Vehine loim matzino ve'ezel mokim lomad a Ramshu shei shois. Then he discusses that how he came to the. How did he come to the 6 hours? He came to 6 hours because the Suda's Talmud Chacham begins in midday, and it's approximately 6 hours from midday till the next Suda. So that's why he assumes that you can't begin the Suda within the 6 hours of the previous Suda. So the Shei Shois has to. It's the Chiddush of Nedev Yehuda. Shei Shois has to be marked from the end of the meat, but you can't begin the suit, the milchika suda, until 6 hours later. Then he is dieting, I think that it's fairly, that in the recent svarim, it says our minig is to go meachila l'achila. In other words, once you finish having meat, no matter how long the dessert is, how long you're schmoozing, but the 6 hours starts when you finish having the meat, and then you can begin your suda. Let's say you're invited to a milk like a suit or something. So you can wash and sit down, but you have to be careful not to have the milk until the 6 hours are over. But those are the three shitas. The significance of the Aruch HaShulchan, in terms of lomdas, is that the Aruch HaShulchan apparently holds that the machlokes we shown him of this din. So the Bali tells to say kli misuda l'suda. That's the din. That's the minhag. It can't be misuda achas, right? That's clear. So until you hit the Aruch HaShulchan, you would say, as we said until now, that the shitas of Rambam and Rashi is lav dafka suda. It's meichil achil. It's a question of ichol, and the suda itself does not play a role. Why does he mean suda l'suda? No, that's a way of saying a shir. That's a pashto. Aruch HaShulchan is a chiddush that all of the Rishonim held that the takana was in sync with the lashon of the zayah. That everybody holds that you can't have that. The whole point is not to meet and milk in the same suda. So the Vali Tosha says, how do you mark off Suda? You mark off Suda by Birkas HaMozin, by washing up. So the Aruch HaShulchan understood that even in Rambam, there are two variables. One, it has to be Ichol, and it has to be separate Sudos. And even the Noda Behuda, who Lachara learned Pshat, like the that it's a din of ichol, but there is an added component, and we see this nakuda in one other place in the Acharonim, and that's the when the Shach quotes a marshal in Sif Kotan Hay. Tam pluk dosan, that we said b'shas. Perkol abosar, achar bosar, osar lechol gevina, and suda acheres. Vadas tvar rishoina, michte zman suda saboiker, and suda saerev, and 6 hours. Svar sa yeshoimrim, the miyad kishisilek, ubirech, mikra suuda acheres. Because of marshal, to the chule yalma, imle silek, the Marshal holds very much like what the Nebuda is going to say later on. Marshal says that if you come home from shul, you have a leisurely Shabbos meal, right? Suburban, modern Orthodox Shabbos meal. And you sit down at 12:31 o'clock. And now we're already holding by 2:33 o'clock because our Muslim is not in sight. Right? It's not a good situation. And but how much meat can you eat? The chol's done. Right? The food's cold. All right? It's a nice time for the dessert. Right? So l'chayra, you would say, by 8:30, You can have milk already. Right? Well, involved, whatever. Maybe a late summer Hasidish Shalashunas. But says the Marshal, if the Chabura keeps on schmoozing, and now it's already 3:30, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Baruch HaShulchan says that the clock hasn't started yet. Okay? Sula Suda. The Marshal says, what happens if it's 8:30 and you haven't benched yet? He says, you can't have milchus. Again, the Aruch Shalom would agree with that. But the Marshal says, look inside, if my silek ubibech, I feel a kolayim kuloi, osir, the bein suda cheres. Vaharbe b'nei odem mekilin, v'tos ubiyodim, ad kan l'shoinoi. Umasha kosim rab ba'agov, v'molibri kusamosan amahani amtona shah, who lab davke. Then a chanami tkolim kuloi also a shisli kubira. But the pashtus of the Ramah, that the din of benching applies only to the sheet of the Bali Tosvas, so Marshal says no. Everybody holds it that. The Taz has a similar Taz and Sif cotton. Base. Hold a second. He writes, we call Mokoim Gamasilu Kubirech Be'inon. Right? Because of Sharidusha Noyim Kirambam, Veloika Toysus, the Matirin, we call Mokoim Gam, even like a Rambam, Silu Kubirech Be'inon, Dim Loikain, I feel him didn't call him Osir. Because of Oim, Dim E.F. Shalom Chois, Beyad and the Yodim Shadim Ne Torah, Abub Ne Torah, Rayim Chois, Ram Shalay, Kilu Vakum Shayshois. It's I would not see it in the Rambam without the Marshal.
But how does the Marshal
drive
it from the Rambam?
So I would not see it in the Rambam without the Marshal. Why the Marshal says it? I have to look it up to be honest. I believe because he holds me suda l'suda. But I have to look it up to be sure. But you see the same Nakuda, that's the point. What I'm pointing out is that you see in the Gdeli Achroinim, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Marshal, and to some extent the Noid of Yehuda, hold that even the Rambam and the Rashi, they all hold of the din of Misudah L'Suda. According to the Balei Tosfos, Misudah L'Suda is the definitive ruling of it, the definitive din. It's only Misudah L'Suda. And according to Rambam and the Rashi, so again we learn Misudah L'Suda is a Shir and Zaman. But you see from the Aruch HaShulchan for sure, the Marshal for sure, and the Rebbe Yehuda partially, that they held that there were two separate variables according to Rashi and Rambam. One is the variable of Suda Acheres, Misuda L'Suda, Maruk V'Zdin. Then there was another din. When the Gemara says 3 lines later, how much time is it before the B'Shas equal Bosa? Right? The Gemara doesn't have much time. The Gemara says, Oidenu Abosa Ben Hashinayim. So the Rambam understood that again, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Marshal and the Native Yud understood that the way that the Rambam and Rashi read the Gemara was there's a din of Misuda L'Suda. Josh is partially answering your question. There's a din of Misuda L'Suda. That was Marukva. Then there was another din. Oidenu Avosu Ben Hashinayim. So it's lavdavka one sugya. So that would be the way that the Aruch HaShulchan and the Neid of Yehuda and the Marshal, it's slightly different ways, we'll learn pshat in the sugya. Right? It happens to be to resolve a problem of why we use a lashon in Misuda L'Suda. Right? And to look at the two lines as being separate. Right? It also, Josh asked me yesterday, why the Gemara says v'kama yisha. Why does the Gemara say first quote I'm a quote shesirch lahashes? So even though it does not answer the Seder, but Josh could be happy with this approach, because it could be that the Gemara understood there was always some Shehiyah, because of Edenu Bosu V'Neshinayu. Kama Yisha is, according to the Pashas, Kama Yisha is how much is Ichul Bosu. But according to this Malcha and Nechroinim, Kama Yisha means that we respond to Kama Yisha by saying there's another din of being Suda L'Suda. Alright? So even though it's a So now, halacha l'masa, my impression is, and you can check them in the very Sifrei Kitzur, my impression is that we do not follow this mahalach. That we go me'achilat neshach. Even more than the Nebuchadnezzar's diuk in the shach. We go mash me'achilat l'achilat. And these deity, that's what I... can you look around? Everybody, it'd be good if we all use different Sifrei Kitzur. That way we could exchange notes. Because for one guy to go through all this form is... not shaykh, but if we all use different modern sorum, so then Shlomo Zalman or Hanol Yashua says, or find out the different poiske adar say, would be good for us. Go ahead.
Speaking of, I spoke at the Sigi last night,
yeah,
and I heard B'Shem Breuer,
yeah,
that with regards to 3 hours,
yeah,
that in Germany at the time where they were passing or whatever, they ate 4 small meals in a day. So 3 hours was the break.
Right, so forget where... I saw that quoted by Rebelsky, but he may have heard it from a Breuer probably. That I heard that as well. We should be able to do the research though to find out if in fact there was a tkufa where they ate 4 small meals. He said it, I guess it. But it has to be that way.
That's Professor Olson.
What was that?
That's Professor Olson.
Why? He was his field.
He's a German Jewish historian.
Okay, check it out. Okay, he's the man. Terra Mata, we'll catch it. Very good.
Can we say to the Rambam that the din of Suda Suda is more of a practical thing? Meaning, I mean, he's not going to go as far as by saying that it's, you know, from no matter what, if you want.
Yeah.
He's saying that. You have to wait. There's a time you have to wait. And the Chacham decided you have to wait a certain amount of time to separate them. So what's the most logical way to separate them? I mean, Suda was Suda. So it's basically like Talis, except he's saying, the point is that there's also an element of waiting. An hour doesn't count. It's the normal time that we would have being Suda was Suda. And that's why he doesn't draw out a specific time. He says, Kamoshe shows. The normal time that you would eat between a Suda and a Suda, already by a new Suda, you're...
What was it? You have to be... Chazal had... When Chazal gave a takana, so I would assume it was a precise takana, right? So they were giving a raw. So l'chara, I'd be very, very hesitant to say that they were saying, whatever you're doing, Monday, you have your suda suda's one, Tuesday different, Wednesday's different. L'chara, they were giving us a shear.
Exact time. The fact that it says Kamoshe Shah is the same.
Yeah.
The way that you're
Ravi'el,
that means I'm excluding
that would accept.
Say 2 hours in between a meal, that doesn't count as the time in between.
Yeah,
meals.
So that,
if you normally have 5 hours and a half, if you're whatever, everyone's different.
So,
if you normally have 6.5 hours.
Right, so that I would accept that the Rambam may be alluding to the Malach of the Pri Chodosh, that the schedule of meals and Ichul Bosar attach themselves to each other. That I would accept. That may be what the Rambam is saying. Right? But...
that is Misura Wasuda. That's why Mamash holds it to Misura Wasuda. The time...
I hear you say, yeah, good. Good? Okay, now, next. Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel, Ochal Tavshu Shul Bosar. Right? What's the din if a person doesn't have meat, but he has a meat dish? All right, there are 3 different dargas of it. Meat, then there is like a dish that was made with meat, but the meat is no longer there. The classic case would be soup. That would be the classic case. But there's a question whether clear soup falls in this category. But let's say it's cholent, and you're not the first guy there. So the other guys got the meat. So you left with the beans and the barley. That's a tavshil. That's tavshil shel basar. And then the next darga is kalim shel basar. Kalim shel chal. That's what we call the DE. All right, dairy equipment, or heavy meat equipment. So the so that's the so how long do I have to wait? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ochel tavshil shel basar." He ate a meatless fleishik acholim. So mutter lechol acharov tavshil shel gvina. You don't have to wait. Hanatila beinayim in el rishos. You're not even mechuyev to wash your hands. Yesh matzvichim natila. Okay, Ashkenazim would say have to have natila. Avol im bo lechol hagvina atzma acher tavshil shel basar. By a basar atzmai acher tavshil shel gvina. Choyva litol yada. Again, there's no chiyuv of waiting after tavshil. The one distinction that the, and there is a chiyuv of washing one's hands. Tavshil shel gvina, le'achar tavshil shel basar, may not require washing one's hands. But the kudav that we're saying over here is that the din of shehiya, the misuda lesuda, doesn't apply. So l'chayra, that we would say, let's say yaitzi, Minasugya, why? Because what's the basis for Shehiyah? No, according to Rambam, it's Ichul Basar. You have no Basar, you don't have to worry about Ichul Basar. Right? According to Rashi, it's Ichul Basar. But there's no Basar. According to Rambam, it's the Basar Ben Hashanayim. But there's no Basar. So, it stands to reason, there should be no requirement of Shehiyah. What about Shoymin Shul Basar? That's Dina Kibbosarat. That's the Chuvah Zerajba. Right? What's the Shaila? Shemin Shul Basar. You're not having meat, you're having the.
That's for Rashi, it's a problem.
Who's that?
For Rashi, it's an issue.
But?
Not for Rama.
Because?
Rashi's a problem is that the Shuman will be nid back to Peh.
Right. So, Lachari, that's the Nakuda the Rajba is saying. So, the Machab, the Ramah's paskening, that in this, Lachari, this should be a nafkim between, the third nafkim between the Rambam and the Torah's Rashi. Good? V'nogu achshav lachmir shlalechol gavina achretav shlal basar that we discussed yesterday. Vein lishanet l'shugeder miyu amein basar v'tavshel rakshin nisbashel v'kedeira shel basar. Right, this is what we call dairy equipment, meat equipment. So muter lechol achrov gavina v'ein boy minog lachmir. So again, v'nogu achshav, Verma says, lahachmir shaloi lechol gvina achar tavshul shul basar. K'moi achar basar atzma. V'ein lishan nois v'lifriz geder. Presently, we are knowing to be machmir even after a fleshika, meatless dish. Right? This din of tavshul, which the Mechaber says, you don't have to wait. So the Rama says we are noyeg to keep the same din, irrespective of whether it has basar or whether it is or whether it's tashrul basar. Okay, l'chayra it could be that's based on shemin shul basar dinik basar atzvoy. It could be based in the Rashi, it could be based in the Bali Yataisus. Miyu, it mean basar b'tavshul rashi nisbashul b'gdevshul basar, but so don't go to the next step. And if it was only cooked in the fleshika dish, so then muter lech lachmir, then there's no din of waiting in between. Ein boy minig lachmir. Alright? And similarly, he says that the din of not eating meat after milk, waiting a half hour, that does not apply to tavshil, that only applies to actual milk. And this is a shach, which is a much discussed shach yutes. L'kamon reish simen tzadihe yizvar. That filo la'ochlai im gevina mutter. Right? What happens if a person, if you have a dessert, it happens all the time. Well, let's say you have a dessert that was made in a milchika pot, and it's after a fleishig meal. Right? And dairy equipment. What's the din? So, l'choira, we just paskin, there's no din of shehiya. What about eating them together? The soine, biyacha. What would the din be? Right? In other words, again, there's basar, tashal basar, and kelim shal basar, and vice versa. Basar requires shehiya. Tashal shal basar, me'ikir din does not require shehiya. The Ramah says, v'ramachim etav shehiya. Good. Now what about kelim shal basar, kelim shal cholo? There's no din of shehiya. What about eating them together? Right? What about having, what would be a moshe? Let's say, you can have a situation, a person made a parva kugel in a milchika dish. You're allowed to have that parv kugel with the meat.
With the meat or with with the meat.
Allowed to have it in the meal with the meat. Can you put it on your plate with the meat? No, so what'd you say based on this Ramah?
No.
Why?
Because he says that you're not allowed to, he says that you don't have to wait in between.
Correct. So that's what the Takshak's pointing out. That filo, so Shach is saying that lachora we should be middayik from this Ramah, that if one has what we call dairy equipment, the DE, right, that should have impact that the din derabbanan of not eating soinin biyachan applies. And that's what the Ramah said, but by the way, the din derabbanan of shehiyah does not apply. Says the Shach, when we get to Simon Sarihei, then we would even conclude you're allowed to have it together. Why? To have a noisein tam by noisein tam. Because the milchik trace that's in this kugel is a very, very weak milchik trace. How did the milchik trace get here? Well, I used this dish to make a milchik kugel. All right? Then I washed it out. There's no be'en. So the keli now has a belia of milchus. Then I baked a potato kugel in this milchika keli. So now the parva kugel has a belia not from milk, but as a belia from a keli, which was belia milk. That's called noisin tam by noisin tam. The milk was noisin tam into the keli. And the keli now is noisin tam into the. So the Shach says when we get to Simon Sadehei, we'll say, noisin tam or noisin tam is not a tam. It's below tam. It didn't make the bar. It's not a significant trace. Al ze loy omar atayra, isir basa b'chol. Al ze loy omar chazal, isir basa b'chol. So the Shach says, so why is the Ramah telling me, I'll cut you some slack over here? I'll give you a kula. Before you finish, say, what's the kula? The kula is that you don't have to wait 6 hours after having a kugel that was cooked in a fleishike pot. So the Shach says, I have to wait 6 hours. Shulchan Aruch allows me to eat them in the same plate. Because only not burn out. So what's the Ramah saying? Oh, don't worry about the kela. V'nira, the ho ashmi inan, hocha, the mutter lechel givina, acherkach, haino afilu nispashel begdeira, shleihud chiyofe, the victasma moshe shel iser, the haigavna osel ochle im givina kimbuar, lisham vishariacha. So the pshach is a big chiddush, and the achronim have discussed this chiddush very, very substantially. And they said, and the shach, what's the shach's Yishuv, he's having a yashuv to the Ramah with the din later on. He says, well, depends who cleaned the pot. Right? If the pot was cleaned by your mother, it's a clean pot, it's enough for enough. If you guys cleaned the pot, there's still shamnunis left. Right? So therefore, that is what the Ramah was talking about. Right? If the, again, just to, let's get it clear what the Shach is saying. I believe that we do not pass on the Shach L'Chachila. Shach is saying that if you have a milchike, if you have a kugel that's cooked inside a milchike keli, then yoimoy, then you would be allowed to serve that kugel with flesh in the flesh of meal. If you have a milchike, right. The Ramah would say that you're allowed to serve it, and L'chor is how we paskin, you're allowed to serve it at the end of the meal, dessert. You're allowed to serve ices that are dairy equipment ices at the end of the meal when you've taken all the meat off the table. That's the Ramah, I think, is how we paskin. And the Shach would say, no, that you're allowed to have mamash with the meat. The Ramah's chiddush was if you have yeshivish guy clean the pot, so there's still shamnudas left on the side. No, we don't have to be machmir for. No, we don't have to be machmir for that. The kugel that was cooked inside that pot and may have had shamnunas. We don't have to be machmir that shamnunas is new. You have to be machmir to wait 6 hours after that. That you can have at the end of the meal. And that's why the Gan Yehuda.
Does it make a difference if the dairy pot is only used for sonin and the dessert is...
L'chaira would make a difference, sure.
So yeah. L'chaira, in that case, you're allowed to eat it with the meat?
If the pot was only used with sonin.
For dairy sonin.
Yeah. So then it never had a dairy bli in it. And it was clean. So then mikri then is par. Now we will learn when we get back. That's the final zif of Pei Tes. The final zif of Pei Tes is that is having separate dishes, having separate pots. That's all a hemshech of this din of Suda L'Suda. Yaakov?
All of this is within the same sukkah, there would be no problem even if you didn't punch
yet. Correct. Okay, but if you have a look at the, again, I believe that we. Do not follow this Shach Halach Lamasa. So the Prima Gaon points out that we are knowing to be machmir with not bernat bevasachas. That's what the Prima Gaon is pointing out in the first line. The lekam and kosav the yesh machmirin shleilecho bekutach. We don't eat not bernat bevasachas. So that's just the that's why he undermines this this shach. Right. You have a whole string of achrayim. That's what the Nechas Yaakov asked. He says that's what
what does it mean?
Eating it at the same time.
Oh,
El Yezut asks his kasha, and one of the other Gedolei Acharonim asks his kasha. The Sefer Yad Avraham, which is a Gilyon in some of the Shulchan Aruch, points all this out. But that's what the Prima Gaon points out. Good, so those are two words I wanted to make. That, the Nakuda of this Mahalach amongst the Acharonim, and that's number one, and then number about Suda. And again, I think there we follow the Shach's Mahalach, and then the Din of Tavshil and Kalim, and the Shach's Kula, which I think is not Mekawal. Last week, so I held back one of the Shurim not to be put up online, because I felt very bad when I was talking to Fochus Mekashir. So I mentioned that maybe a person was cooking for midgets. So when I was a kid, that was an acceptable thing to say, because it was like it was not something that was ever more like a fairy tale kind of an idea. But Lezareinu, we do see that there are people like that, and they suffer very much. So I didn't think it was right that, and I apologize for having that kind of a plate this pet. It's not an acceptable way to speak. That's why I didn't want that shiur to go up in line. Good. Rav used to speak about the Yom Kippur as the Yom HaKadosh, not so much as the Yom HaDin. That's what we spoke about the other day, that the potential of Yom Kippur is requires our focus and our attention. He also used to say that we should be zochet in Birchas Yom HaKadosh. The Rav's thinking is played very, very strongly. But the ability for a person to reach certain madrigas of ruchnius that are often very hard to accomplish when one has to deal with all of the mundane things that we deal with in a part of the life of that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to lead. But once in a while, Kadosh Baruch Hu reminds us of the madrigas that a person can reach. And that's the greatest bracha of the Yom HaKadosh Yom Kippur. So shall be zeiche to Birchas Yom HaKadosh, shall be zeiche, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us a chasima, l'toiva, l'arichasim b'shanim, and the years of great aliyah, v'geshem ruach, and always in good health. Anybody who's going to be in the Tinek area over the course of the Yom Tov, please come by, drop in.